Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
August 13th, the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're still in St. John's Gospel about the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. It's fairly clear this is Eucharistic material. It links up in many ways with the talk that Jesus gave his disciples in John's Gospel at the Last Supper. It's filled with mysticism, spirituality, theology. It's something we should pray over and meditate on and not try and sort it out exactly what was going on. But the point is, in both here and in the Gospel narrative, in the Last Supper narrative, how enormously attractive Jesus was. That's why people followed him. Once upon a time, there was this doctor who was magical. He was witty, intelligent, sensitive, and a brilliant, brilliant diagnostician. He also had the political skills of a precinct captain and tons of Irish charm. He was adored by the hospital staff, trusted by his colleagues, who often went to him with their own medical problems, worshipped by his patients. In addition to his medical responsibilities, he helped the hospital where he worked and his many administrative problems. His reputation and his hard work brought many patients to the hospital and its various laboratories. He became an important part of his success. Everyone said to him they didn't know what they would be able to do without him. Then, as years went on, the poor man contracted a disease which slowed him down. The bean counters at the hospital said he was now costing them money. The nun in charge fired him. "But look at all I've done for you," he said. "That was then," she said. "This is now."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.